going to God in that secret place, under the shadow of his wings, you know, you'll find, you know, shelter from life's storms. Because there are storms going on. What do you do when you go outside and it's raining? You get an umbrella if you got one, or you jump in your car, right? You want to get undercover. And sometimes there's voices in the world, there's situations around us that we're not in control in, and we can let it affect us. We don't let the outside world get in. We don't let the water get into the boat. We just keep our eyes focused on God and what we got to do in that day. Like, you know, the 24-hour period, what do? Okay, for me, I get up, speak in tongues. Who am I calling today? Who's speaking? What time have I got to be ready? Got to have breakfast, got to have a wash, all these different type of things I've got to do. And then I just focus on doing that. And there's nothing happening, then I could go for a walk, take my dogs out. I could speak to Kim, or I can avoid her and keep out of trouble. I'm just joking. Take a detour. All right, love, everything's good. You all right there, sweetheart? But we like a lot of laughing. I like to laugh, as we say in England. We like to laugh. And it's true, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So when things are a little bit stale, mess, I just make fun of Kim. She's behind the back just doing just the same. But that's a relationship. You know, we live in this world. And you are going to be touched with some of the things of this world. You don't ask for it. I'm not believing to get anything from anywhere. A cold, a flu, or whatever it may be. I'm not believing for those things, you know. But if we get hit by something, what do? What's our first port of call? God. You know, we go to God. Okay, God, what's going on here? Like, I give this into your hands. And what the game changer is our words, is our confession. Saying what we want and not what we see. It's always been the game changer. That's how we began our journey. From when someone preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know, that he was crucified, buried, raised, risen. And all we had to do is confess him as Lord and believe in our heart God raised him from the dead, or believe on his name and you shall be saved. You know, that's all we had to do. There was nothing hard for us to do. God gave us everything easy. Okay, if you, do you believe in my son? Do you believe he's the Lord, the Savior of the world? That's great. Okay, now confess him as your Lord. Make him as your Lord. Yeah, that's all we had to do. And we received what? Holy Spirit. Did we earn that? Could we actually buy that? No one could. So it's all by God's wonderful grace. So every day is grace. You know, we need to give ourselves a bit of God's grace to ourselves first, you know. Father, thank you for this day. I don't feel it today, God. You know, you could say that if you want to. I don't. I've learned not to say that. Father, I thank you for this day that I'm just absolutely wonderfully handsome. More handsome than Fan Patterson. He's catching up, though, but he's not there yet. More handsome than Carl Morton. He's still not quite there yet. I'm as beautiful as Ethel Robinson. We're twins. That's what we call twins. And everyone else is doing okay. But we're all beautiful. And I thank you, Father, that I'm happy, healthy, and whole. Every fibre of my being is flooded with Holy Spirit. So everything is clean, pure, beautiful. No viruses, no sickness can dwell on this body because it is filled with the Holy Spirit, energized by the Spirit of God because I speak in tongues. And it's like a fly landing on one of those lights, you know, those electric strobe lights, and they go, shh. Any viruses, they always come on me. That's what happens to me. It goes, shh. And, you know, because we can believe and think and speak that way. You know, and really the truth is, well, as Jesus says, right now, so are we in this world. Do we believe it? What parts of that do we believe? What parts of that are we still trying to believe? And so it's as we practice these different things, as we stay strong in the fundamentals with God, and what's kept us strong in these last 5 years is what God put in my heart when I come back from India, which is just a simple message. I said to God, look, I need to know what I need to do when I come back because I'm changing. I'm not going to go the old paradigm ways that I was before. I want to move in your direction. You need to give me the direction. And so I said to Sangha at the time, I said, so Sangha, you know, what do you encourage your people to really get moving, to really see, my heart's to see labourers and to have many fellowships and people rise up and grow and start their own fellowships and spread out. He said, okay, so the first thing we do when someone gets born again, we get them to speak in tongues. Straight away speak in tongues, and then we tell them to speak by the Spirit. They don't need to go anywhere else just to speak. God will give them the words. And these people don't even know there's a Bible, you said. Some of these people, many of these people don't know the Bible. You said, but we lead them into, you know, being born again and speaking in tongues, and then we tell them to speak by, and we tell them to honour God. And then the other ones were pretty obvious. You know, you connect, where God shows you to connect. You desire your own field. You pray for your own Libras. And so that's what I encourage, and I still encourage to this day, since I come back from India in April 2020. And the people that have received those words that we're sharing on here, you can ask themselves, you know, how their life has changed, how their health has changed, how their finances have changed, how their relationships have changed, how they've got fellowships going now. And it's nothing to do with me. All I've done is spoke the heavenly words. You know, the glory goes to God. This year we called it Magnify God. But we got so much to magnify God. Every day we wake up, we got Holy Spirit. We can speak in tongues. Which is where we position our mind. Are we going to let the force of the emotions inside us dictate our thinking? Or are we going to get our thinking and bring every emotion subject to the beings of Christ? Because we can lead every thought captive to the beings of Christ. We ask God to help us. It's not that we're even doing that in our own strength. Lord, I'm having a bit of a tough day today. You need to help me. Do something in this day that will bless me, that will encourage me, so I can keep my focus on you. Find a little bit tough today, God. So you've got a personal relationship with the Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus Christ. You can ask. Give me a bit of a hand here. I'm struggling a little bit. Grab hold of your mind. Grab hold of those promises. Start declaring. And I tell you what, the best thing to do is to start to confess. You could do it manufactured to begin with. You know, sometimes when I remember being led into speaking, so I had to manufacture it a little bit. And then obviously I got kick-started. It come out of my mouth like, you know what I mean? But then God was energizing it. So sometimes we might need a little kick-start in the confessions. When you wake up, you might not feel like confessing anything. You might feel like saying to someone, bugger off, you know? You say, you know, I am blessed. I am happy. And you might be feeling really crap inside. You know, I am strong. You might be feeling weak. I'm not emotional. You might be feeling like an emotional wreck and you want to cry, you know. So it's like what we say. And the more you say these things, and the joy begins to come, because the faith is getting down into your heart from the words that are being spoken. And then that's what's really coming out. It's not manufactured then. It's genuinely from your heart. And also then God really does give you words to speak. You know, we are prophets, every one of us. When we speak, we're prophesying. You know, what are you prophesying into your life? Your whole tongue, you know, is direct in the course of your world. So when you get challenges, what are you going to do? You can pre-think ahead with God. Am I going to agree with that and come into agreement with it and give it energy, give it life? Don't give your negative stuff life, but give it the life of God, where the word of God is quick, powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, right? The entrance of God's word brings light and giveth grace and simpleness to the hearer. Who's the simple one? We are. And then the other thing you can do is look to go and bless someone. You know, instead of being self-pity, who can I go and encourage? Who can I bless? Who can I pick up the phone to? Who can I go and see and lay my hands on? You know, Father, lead me. Give me something. Give me an open door. You know, we don't want to manufacture things, but like, again, that we can really think outside of the box. And God is working in your situation. He's got the perfect plan. He's got the perfect direction. He's got the perfect location. He's got the perfect plan for everything in your life. And it just comes down to simply one thing. Is to love God with all your heart and seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's all it is. Like, for me, God is priority. God first, above anything else, as much as I can live that and understand it and know it. And that's what I do. And I don't care what anyone thinks. I got rid of the fear of man, what people think of me. That's a big hindrance. When you worry about what other people are thinking about what you're saying and what you're doing, that will hinder your ministry. So you've got to get rid of that, and you do what God puts in your heart. You'll make mistakes. You'll say wrong things at times. So what? That's not your heart, is it, to do those things? Like to say it wrong or to get something off? It's not your heart. But what happens as you practice this walk? You know, this is our faith and practice. We're practicing our faith. And then God is perfecting those things. So don't look at your own shortcomings. Don't look at other people's shortcomings, because that'll get you back down the road again, back down on the low level. So when we think of one another, we want to speak good heavenly thoughts. We want to speak what we want to see about ourselves, what we want to see about our jobs, our finances, our health. We want to speak what we want to see in our relationships, in our ministering. what we want to see about our mum, our dad, our auntie, our uncles, our cousins, our families. No, our job, really, if you think about it, is simple. Is that our job before God, you know, we've got our sonship and we got our stand, but our job is to reconcile men and women back to God. That's our job, that's it. And, you know, we've got the word and ministry of reconciliation. God has given us everything. And we just have that in mind. You know, it starts within the body, like the fellowships. God starts with his own house, and then it reaches out. And when people are growing strong, the desire and the hunger to reach out and the doors for that reaching out will start to open. And really, one of the greatest things I'm learning is that we don't have to, if you really desire to move with God, you can. You don't have to do nothing about it apart from give your desire to God and then maneuver through the doors he opens for you. Simple as that. Step by step. But I would really encourage, I think it was really strongly for me to say, is that you do what God puts in your heart to do. You be led by the Spirit of God. Get good counsel. Stay connected where you're going to be encouraged, where you're going to be fed heavenly truths, heavenly word, the heavenly bread. And then as you practice that, that's when you'll start to see results. You can't judge anything, really, unless you're practicing what you're hearing. The results will tell you the truth. It's the fruit that tells you the truth. So we can prejudge something based upon our knowledge of something or experience of something, but it doesn't mean Jack ain't got the truth for them. And it's the truth that really opens it up, and then God is able to enlighten us on those truths. And then you'll start to recognize, oh my God, I believed this thing for so long, but it's wrong. Good heart, but it's not right. And it's not producing what God wants me to have. So these are the things that I'm learning, guys, right now. And I'm very blessed. And, you know, number one, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We got a clear, sound mind to make sound-minded decisions. There's nothing in this world that should make us afraid about anything. And God wants us to be strong in him and in the power of his might. It's not, I'm doing this, not in my might. But it's in the power of his might. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. You know, where he's moving. You know, and we shouldn't be so surprised when things go on that we were totally, it's like a curveball. Satan likes to throw them at times, but you know, he's under our feet. We've got to remember, Satan is under your feet. You know, don't give him the jurisdiction he doesn't have a right to. And it's through your words and your wrong thinking that he can have jurisdiction. So whatever goes on, don't be, you know, like I think, you imagine how the disciples really did feel when they got hold of Jesus Christ and they were really going at him, right? You know, worse than anyone ever suffered, I believe. Imagine how they must have felt, the carnal mind, that carnal mind of fear, worry, doubt. We followed him. We've seen him do these things. What's happened? What's going on? Where's God? You know? And some people get like that when they see another believer maybe going through something, they're shocked about it. Why are you shocked? Don't be shocked at anything. Be shocked that God is the God of deliverance. He's got the answers. He's got the directions. He's got the solution. And he's the God of all comfort. You know, sorry to hear about your auntie. Like, it's never nice when we lose people that we dearly love. And it really does have a, you know, death has a sting, doesn't it? You know, it says that in the scriptures. But, you know, we got the comfort. We know Jesus Christ is going to gather the church. We're going to be gathered. That this is our hope. What's the point in doing what we're doing if we're not even going to be gathered? Well, we've got to go through the tribulation. There's got to be a hope. There's got to be a joy and rejoicing. So, like, it's all about perspective and understanding, and having an understanding of the scriptures on some of these things, you know? And there's some great understanding on the scriptures about these things. And I go to the scriptures, by the way. And God, but this great thing about all this studying, like, God brings it out of you anyway, from what you're saying. So God is with you. You know, you be blessed. Right, come on this Zoom fellowship to give, to share your hearts. Stay established in the present truth. Stay strong. Listen, guys, just because you might have a little wobbly time, don't stop honoring God. That is so important that you honor God with your finances. Seriously, that is the beginning point, and it really is. I remember Sangha sharing that with me, and I'm thinking, that's a load of bullshit. He's trying to get more money out of me. But that was my carnal thinking. I'm just being honest. That was my carnal thinking. And Jason's and other people, we used to have that kind of logic, you know, because of how things were done many years ago. But now I see it. You know, it's there in the scriptures. It's all connected to the outreach and growth and to your own personal prosperity and blessings and spiritual wisdom and understanding. Ah, see? It's very important. Be strong in your honouring God. Don't give up because you've got something's upset you. You keep being strong in your giving. Keep being strong in your speaking in tongues. Keep being strong in your connections. Just because something might not be feeling right for you or something might... That's just the force and touch of this world. And we're not subject to the elements of this world, right? We go to God. He takes care of everything. So the fundamentals, keep strong on those basics. Honestly, this, you can do what you want, basically. All of you are free, right? But as a minister, my job is to lay it out, right? And I'm just laying out, be strong in speaking in tongues. Be strong in speaking by the Spirit. Be strong in honouring God. Be strong in your connection. Connect where God tells you. Start obeying God rather than looking at personalities. Go where God shows you to go. And that's where you'll grow, right? God has placed every member in the body where it's pleased him. But a lot of people place themselves in the body where it pleases them. You know what I mean? But go where God places you. That's where you're going to flourish and grow. Like, there's lots of people connected to me now, and I don't even know half of them. We don't even know how they connected. It's like, wow, what's going on? Because God is the one that's building his body, his church, his house, whatever you want to call it. And but all of you are free, and all of you are wonderful. And listen, there's nothing that can harm you. There really is nothing that can harm you. Whatever elements you've got, you are safe. You just stay with God. You know, you stay with God. You do what God shows you to do in those things. You get your ministry into. Stay connected with strong people that keep you strong. If you're struggling in your finances, maybe you need to look at your finances and get them in order so you can prosper in your finances. I had to do that. Now God taught me because I asked him. And it's the same for anyone. You know, no one ever taught me anything. Apart from my God, and then obviously then just listening and from some of the records in the scriptures and other wonderful believers' examples. So you can do anything you want to do. You can be anything you want to be with God. You go to God and say, what do you want me to be? What do you want? What is it you've called me? You know all about me. You knew me in my mother's womb. So what is it you've got for me specifically? I've got my ideas, God, of what I want to do. This is my desire here, and this is my... But what's the best thing? And God will give you that best thing. Anyways, that was in my heart to share. I could go on and on, if I'm quite honest. I'm very happy.